views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Janice Underwood Show, unleashing the creator within for real. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice explores the life creator system, helping listeners access the tools needed to create the life experiences most appropriate for their soul's growth. In this hit show, you will learn about relationships, energetics, mind and body communication, quantum healing, intuition, and much more. Create the life you want, not the life you tolerate on The Janice Underwood Show.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to The Janice Underwood Show. I'm your host, Janice Underwood, and we are here at Transformation Talk Radio on this beautiful Monday morning. Wow, we're going to have a great show today. It's been a beautiful day where I live. Hopefully, it's been the same for you this morning. And you know what I wanted to touch on today, besides gratitude, was this saying for real about unleashing our creator and creating the life we want. Because, you know, one of the things that can be challenging when we do that, when we decide we want to make changes, is we can have difficulties in finding the right person to help us. We can run into difficulties with ourselves or even in close relationships. And so I'm really excited to have our guest, Krista Kilbane, here today with us, because she has seen a lot of situations like that with her clients. You know, there's some things that come along with us wanting to make changes, and maybe we need some skills to help us get through that. So please help me welcome Krista to our show today. Hi, Krista. How are you?
Good morning, Janice. I'm great.
Oh, it's so great to have you. And I'm going to tell our listeners a little bit about you before we get started. I've known Krista for, I guess probably a little over a couple years now, and she's a licensed psychotherapist with an emphasis on holistic healing. And what I like about Krista's approach is that she seems to have this angelic quality that I've seen her move into more and more over the last year or so. And it's quite beautiful, because as she has the training in cognitive behavioral therapy and other techniques, she also has this big heart. And I think that really helps her clients know that they have a safe place, especially for those who have ADHD, ADD, anxiety, or just overall are confused about what to do next in their life. And so she has this great program called Divine Alignment. It's a three-step process that helps her clients clear, connect, and align with their divine selves. Doesn't that sound wonderful? And so with that, Krista, would you join me in a moment of gratitude? I love to start the show with gratitude. I find that it's a very powerful energy to move into our time together in any project that we are going forward with. So let's take a moment together, and listeners, do this with us as well. Let's move into that energy of gratitude and notice what comes up for you. For me, the first thing that pops into my mind is the weather, and I'm so grateful to live so close to the sea, and I'm grateful for my health and all of the successes that my children are going through right now in their lives. How about you, Krista? What are you grateful for today?
That's interesting you said the weather first, because that's what popped in my mind. Yeah. I'm in Austin. Yeah, in Austin, Texas, and we have been having snow, which is highly unusual. So this morning I went out and it was sunshiny in the 40s, but it's supposed to be in the 60s today, and actually put my feet in the earth for the first time in a long time and just, you know, got into a space of gratitude and, you know, thank God and the angels for the things in my life that are going well, and for my children and my family also. I'm just very grateful to, you'll be able to do the work that I do. And excited to be with you today, Janice.
And me as well. So let's dive into this work that you do with people. Where do we start, Krista?
That's a good question.
It is. Well, tell me a little bit about the type of client that comes to see you. What are they struggling with?
Well, it's interesting because I've been doing this for a while. And, you know, you talked about the angelic piece. So let's just put that out there. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a licensed clinical social worker. So, you know, in my training, I'm trained to be very linear when I work with clients. And so, you know, I did a lot of cognitive behavioral. People would come in and we would work on, you know, changing the thoughts, changing the behavior. And then I found that kind of the behavior would go back after time. So at that point in time, I started to realize I needed to do some energy work with people. So I kind of opened up that door to energy, to energy psychology. It has kind of a title. It's out there. You know, and many therapists, I think, are coming into the healing practice. I see it more and more. And it is being more acceptable. But for me, I'd always, you know, had an intuitive side that I felt like I needed to bring that in with my clients. And I think that's what helps me do a good job with my clients, because I am intuitive. So the type of clients that started coming in were those that were awakening, I was discovering, which was very interesting because maybe 10 years ago, I would have never seen it. So now they're coming in awakening, and something else is happening is they're coming to me with ADHD, which is, you know, when the universe puts something in your lap, I remember thinking to myself, I don't want to work with clients with ADHD because I have ADHD and my son has ADHD and it's a challenge. It's challenging for me. But when they come in, I started noticing this pattern that they have. It really is an angelic energy. And I think this is the first time on your show, Janice, that I really said that publicly, that there's an energy to ADHD, and it has kind of an angelic quality. So while we might look like we're up in the sky, we might look like we're ungrounded, there's probably a reason for that. And I think that is that angelic energy. So when I work with clients as a therapist, traditional therapist, people come to me, I can't open up with, hey, I see your angelic energy today. So, you know, they'll come to me usually looking for tools. And then that's where divine alignment has come from. Probably the last 3 years, I've been opening myself up to my divine alignment and to allowing myself to be in my angelic energy and to really have a lens where I can see clients' angelic energy. And it's a real sweet process, actually, because I watch them in front of me awaken and then start stepping into their own alignment. And it's a beautiful process, and that I have gratitude for.
So, Krista, what is so difficult about being out of alignment for your clients?
Well, when we're out of alignment, so I started looking at this thing called truth and story, I noticed with you. And they would come to me in what I saw as their story. Okay, so story, we have a lot of limiting beliefs. And they're out of alignment because they're living in what they think is their truth. But really, it's the story of ourselves. And story is created because we have these things called limiting beliefs. And we start buying into them as being our own. So to me, I like to see we come into this world shining like the brightest star. You know, as we begin to interact with the world, we begin to see through the eyes of others. You know, they're modeling around us. They're imprinting on us. You know, even when we're in our mother's womb, there's an imprinting process that goes on. So we begin to start seeing other people's limiting beliefs as our own. And our brightness begins to tarnish and we start to become dull. So we start to see these limiting beliefs kind of as our truth. You know, and that's where I'm seeing it through the lens of this is really a story that's being presented to me. I might hear, you know, we're not good enough, unlovable, you know, and these are things that are common amongst all my clients. But when I work with ADHD, they're going to come to me with their own kind of set of limiting beliefs. You know, I can't get anything done. Mm-hmm. So if we're talking about my particular ADHD clients, I wish I could do it as best as somebody else. I'm never going to get anything accomplished. I'm a failure, I'm a loser. You know, this negative vibration that they carry is just this heaviness of, you know, again, I'm talking about our ADHD clients. It's the heaviness of the world wanting them to be something they're not. They want them to ground. They want them to be successful. I tell my clients, I use this analogy of the free-range chickens. And they come in and I'm like, we're free-range chickens, but we have a big cage on us. And I'm like, the cage is, you know, school. The cage is relationships. The cage is, you know, work. And so when they see it that way, they understand that my ADHD clients are amazing. I love working with ADHD clients. Did I just say that?
Yes.
Because they sit there and they think I'm a mind reader. It's hilarious. I'll say something because I'll relate to how they see the world. They feel it first, and then they try to process it. And they'll just think that I'm reading their mind. I'm like, no, I am you. I understand. So when you're a free-range chicken, the world is your oyster. You're running around. There's this awesome energy that we with ADHD have, where we're creative visionaries. But then society, you know, we have to be grounded. We have to do well in our job, to do well in our relationships, to do well, you know, in all areas where we have to conform. So I try to teach my clients that conformity is not a bad thing. Because sometimes with ADHD, if I tell my clients they have to conform or ground, they want to run out of my office and never come back and see me again.
I bet.
So I promise them it's temporary. And once they master the details of their life, they can live in their authentic self of, you know, the higher vibration energy, which is the creativity which they love.
Well, and what I love, Krista, is that you're bringing up the limiting beliefs that people can attach to and create an identity from. And I, very similar to you, have raised an ADHD child at a time when the school systems really didn't give him positive labels. It was very negative. And so in you know, my role as his mother, I had to protect him from taking on those, you know, those types of beliefs that they were giving him, like he just wasn't smart enough, or he was unruly, or he was bound to be in prison.
Behavior problem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I totally love where we're going with this. We're going to take a short break here, and let's pick up where we're leaving off. I think it's really important to have a different map of how these energies, this energy of ADHD, can be used in life. And of course, with some of your other clients as well. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com, that's Jen with two N's, morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the Life Creator System and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the Creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Have you ever lost your way while driving somewhere? This can be unsettling as you don't know if you should go left, right, forward, backwards, or make a U-turn. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, where we harness the power of the universe for happier living. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on helping them get back on their natural road of living their life with joy. Next time you feel off track, tap into your inner child's sense of joy and write down on paper the non-negotiable qualities that you're needing in career or love, but without limiting specifics. With your list, you know where to place your energy going forward and where not to. You're always best served when your inner child is at the navigation controls. However, don't worry, you still have the keys to the car. If you would like to schedule a personal navigation session with me, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We are continuing our conversation with psychotherapist and healer Krista Kilbane. She's sharing with us how she helps her clients and how she specializes in helping the ADHD and, and also anxiety. Is that correct, Krista? We're talking about people with anxiety as well. Yeah. And how she helps them get back into their alignment with their truth. And so we had just finished up talking about limiting beliefs and how they can build a story. So on the flip side of that, Krista, how, you know, when we get out of story, then how do we move towards divine alignment?
Well, when we move out of story, the first thing people have to do when they come to me is they have to understand they have this thing called a story. So the story is created, like I said, you know, it's imprinted on us and through limiting beliefs of others. You know, when we're a child from age 0 to 5, our brain is in a slower brainwave pattern and we are downloading everything around us. And that is when we're imprinting. And so we're taking it in as ours. So, you know, you see your mom's always angry, your dad's always absent, or, you know, you start creating your own beliefs based on what you see around you. And then the people around you talking about their beliefs start to become yours. You know, we can think back to some limiting beliefs that were not ours. I have one example I use with my clients real quick to give you an idea what story might look like is my mom used to always say my brother was so smart and he was 4 years older. And I remember as a kid thinking, I'm so stupid then, you know, because she just talks about my brother being so smart. But, you know, in hindsight, when I got older, I realized that my brother was, you know, excelled in school. And so that's why she would always talk about it, because it was something that he was doing really well. And just because she left out the part about me did not mean that it wasn't about me. But that was my inference. You know, and that's the problem, is perception. And perceptions are reality also. So when people come in, I kind of give them the idea they have this thing called a truth, which is your divine self, and this thing called a story. And they have to understand their story. So in order to get realigned, I call it, we have to clear our limiting beliefs. We have to discover our limiting beliefs, and then we have to clear them. And then I teach clients to connect. That's the second piece, to connect to your truth, your divine self, this internal landscape that I help them create. In this place, we start working on empowering beliefs. What are these empowering beliefs that we have about ourselves? You know, this is where, as a therapist, I really work on the anxiety that starts to come up, because the anxiety I call the big liar. It will tell you that you are not good enough. It will tell you. So then we start doing this thing of, well, does it happen all the time? When does it not happen? You know, what are your empowering beliefs? What can you do? What do you do well? And then once we start to align them with their empowering beliefs, we actually go to the alignment piece. Now that they've created their inner landscape that's kind of driven by their empowering beliefs, they can start to create this ideal vision of their life and then manifest it. An awesome thing about ADHD people also is that they are master manifestors because they're so visual. So if I can get these clients to clear, then we can go into alignment and then we start working on, you know, what I call the fun stuff, you know, the law of attraction, manifesting. Yeah, because I'm ADHD, so that's where I want to live all the time. So the connector, the grounding.
Yeah, one thing I noticed about you, Kristen, I told you this from the get-go, was that you were really good at manifesting. You were really good at visualizing what you wanted and creating it. You got into that emotional state, and so that was a great example of how you have obviously aligned yourself in a way that any story or limiting belief doesn't harm what you're trying to manifest. So I would imagine with anxiety that takes people in different thought areas or thoughts, thought loops of their story and can get them trapped. So tell me a little bit more. I'm being compelled to ask you a little bit more about connect. I mean, what are they connecting to at that point in time?
Well, that's really, you know, that's where I talk about that we come into the world like a shining bright star. So imagine that's your essence, that's your truth. So people are so disconnected from their truth that they don't see it, that all they connect to at this moment is their story. So I try to see, you know, I try to help them come to a point of, you know, where is your inner self? And, you know, and that inner landscape word, I heard it at the beginning of the year. I can't remember who I heard it from. It might have been Mike Dooley might say that when he talks about manifesting. But the internal landscape as a therapist is what I've seen is we don't know who we are. We have stepped into the illusion of being our parents, you know, being what society tells us to be. Looking on social media, you know, I'm supposed to be happy. I'm supposed to be this. I'm supposed to be that. So connection to me is connection to your true self. Who are you? Who do you want to be? I have a questionnaire for that section that just says, I like blank. I mean, it's very basic. Sometimes people don't know. I like people that blank. So I start giving them a canvas of who am I? You know, and I'm starting to see a lot more people in their 20s, which is interesting because I think the universe is sending me that population. Because I think they're ready to awaken a little earlier than I was. I was in my 40s. And so, you know, I work with all populations. I work with geriatrics also. So I'm not saying I'm not taking any clients of any age, but I'm finding a focus on the younger ones. And, you know, working with people that are older and seeing them, they don't know who they are in their 40s and 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the universe is saying, you know what, it's time. It's time for people to awaken earlier so that they can create this internal landscape. And maybe with all the, you know, the media that children and young adults are being exposed to, that's why it's so important, because they have to lay the foundation of who they are. So you asked me connecting, they need to connect to who am I?
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, especially as you're moving towards alignment and going into the manifestation piece, because we know that we create from our thoughts. And right. Wouldn't it be great if we created the things we really wanted, not the things we think we might or should want? And I can see why that is very important for clients before they go into alignment.
Well, and the interesting thing, Jan, is one of the biggest things people don't know. Are you ready? They don't know what they want.
What?
They have no idea what they want. Guess what they tell me constantly?
What do you hear?
Don't want.
Yes.
So yes. I tell them, like you just said, about the law of attraction and manifesting. Mm-hmm. If you focus on everything you do not want, the universe doesn't understand don't want. The universe just understands what you are focusing on constantly. And it loves you so much. Yeah. It's going to bring it to you.
So that's you know, and that is such a common, it's funny because I remember this when I first started my self-help journey. I didn't know what I wanted, but as I look back then, it's because, well, I was trying to fit into my family in a certain role and have a certain job and be responsible and all of these other things. So, you know, I come from an NLP practitioner background. And so back then we used to do something called the outcome frame, but oftentimes when people were stuck, and I still do this with my clients, we go into the what I don't want, you know,
right. I know.
Because it's just easier. Everybody knows what they don't want. Yeah. And then you can start flipping it towards what people really want. So it's a very common problem. And
I'm surprised when I ask them that, well, what do you want? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I get to decide. Well, I'm like, yeah, you get to decide. What do you want?
And, you know, Krista, you and I have talked about this in different ways. It can also be very scary to get what we want.
Yeah.
So when we ask for what we want and then see it in the world, sometimes we have to become a different person, or we feel like maybe we don't have enough skills to have it yet. And then that can be a little daunting as well. Mm-hmm. So how do you help your clients? Well, you know what? We're going to save that for after the break. What I want to do right now, this is what I'm being compelled to do at the moment, is I want to tell our listeners how they can find you. So Krista has been working on this beautiful website that's coming right along. It's Divine Alignment with Krista.com. And Krista, do you want to tell people before the break, what are you giving away?
I'm going to be giving away a 30-minute session mm-hmm. where we connect to your limiting beliefs, and then I will call in some guides to help you clear those limiting beliefs. You know, and this is a process. It's not going to happen in 30 minutes, but it's a launching point where you can understand kind of what your limiting beliefs are. Because I find that there's some core limiting beliefs that I've narrowed down once people start identifying. We can maybe talk about that later too. I'll tell you how to identify.
And so people can contact you through email if they're interested in this 30-minute session. Are you giving one of these away? Is this how this is working? Or how many are you giving away? Just one? Okay, great. So you can contact Krista at krista@suitablesolutionstherapy.com. If you're interested, just put in the subject line, Janice Underwood Show, and she'll connect with you and get that scheduled for you. How exciting.
And you know what, Janice? I'm just being called to do two people because today's 22nd people. Of January.
Ah, beautiful. Okay, so two lucky listeners have an opportunity to do this. So get on that email while we take this break and email Krista.
I heard two. I was like, all right, two. I'll do two.
Wonderful. I like that.
I'd love to do two. How about that?
Yes, because it's the 22nd. We've talked about how this is a nice number. Wonderful. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue talking with Krista Kilbane about divine alignment and how she can help you move past that story into your truth. We'll be right back.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Isn't it time to put your health first? To give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled michelle.com/book.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Welcome back, everyone. And we have Krista Kilbane of Divine Alignment with Krista.com with us today. We've been talking about limiting beliefs. We've been talking about alignment and connection. And just before the break, we were talking a little bit about how it can be difficult to have or even ask for what we want. Krista, how do you help people overcome that? How do you help them get what they want?
How do I get what they want? Well, I wave my magic wand, Janice.
Nice.
No, I help them focus in on what could be possible. Because I think, like you said, you asked that question. I did ask that question once. Now that I think about it, I had it on a questionnaire and my client handed it back to me. And she's like, how the hell do I answer that question? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, that is a pretty broad question. So we start to break it down. What's possible? I ask them, what's your ideal marriage? What's your ideal, you know, job? What's your ideal health? We start breaking down into ideals. And then, you know, again, my ADHD folks, they bloom out into this whole, you know, I ask them their ideal anything and they get a visual picture of it. Mm-hmm. So then we start to break it down. Well, what, you know, the tricky piece, you know, the part where they're afraid is a limiting belief that's coming up. So I'm always kind of watching for those limiting beliefs to come up because that's what blocks us. And when you see online where people say, you know, oh, manifest your dream, just say 10 affirmations a day and you'll get it. No, because you don't believe you'll get it. Mm-hmm. So those limiting beliefs must be changed into empowering beliefs in order for you to manifest the life you want. So that's how I do it.
Krista, what's coming to mind right now is that this is such important work that you're doing with this ADHD segment of the population. How many people are diagnosed approximately with this?
Well, what I've heard recently is, you know, you're going to find ADHD identified in children. The adult population gets, you know, doesn't get as much attention because it manifests in children. That's where, you know, the diagnostic can come in as a child. But the CDC report, the last one I looked at, is about 11% in children, three times more likely to be boys identified than girls. And they're going to have you're going to see the ADHD, the attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And then there's the ADD, which is the attention deficit disorder. We're going to see more likely in girls. But the most recent that I could find was 4% of the adult population. But the experts caution, since adults who were not diagnosed in childhood are more likely to remain undiagnosed. So the true prevalence of adult ADHD is significantly higher. So I do see more of it out there. I do see more people addressing adults with ADHD. I have clients come in that can be in various stages. Like if they come to me and they're not identified ADHD, they're going to come to me with anxiety. And then not always that I'm going to find they have ADHD, because that's just me. I'm the ADHD magnet. I put it out to the universe, so they're coming.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think we took that segue because I know that this impacts a lot of families, and then just myself in raising a child with ADHD and not having any tools. You know, I kind of had to find them along the way, and I had to do a lot of alternative digging into alternative health and things like that to help my son. I was just thinking also back to people who came through my practice with anxiety, and then some of them were actually pondering whether they had ADD or ADHD. And so it was just kind of an interesting thing to see, because it really did chip away at self-esteem. All of the things that they were told, maybe by the people they worked with, like, you're never organized, you don't remember what I told you, I can't count on you to, you know, finish that, whatever it was. And it really made them feel as if they were inadequate. And so I think that the population that you're working with is so important, because when we're talking about manifesting, if we can't get past the anxiety and the limiting beliefs, then our life is just kind of more of the same, right? You just get kind of more of the ways that people are telling you, oh, yep, see, I can't finish that. So what are some of the limiting beliefs? Yeah, what are the limiting beliefs you hear most often? Give me like two or three that you hear the most.
Well, with my ADHD folks, I hear, I can't get anything done. I'm never motivated. I fail all the time. I can't get any projects done. Oh, a big one, I can't get started. I can't finish. You know, I find that the getting started is probably one of the bigger ones. And then the biggest word that I can tell you for ADHD is overwhelmed. Every client that sits down, I ask, you know, are you in overwhelm? So their limiting beliefs have sent them into this overwhelm. And then here's their story. Story is ADHD. If I say I have ADHD, I'm in my story. Mm-hmm. In a sense, if I'm living in the illusion that, you know, we need diagnoses. Diagnoses are helpful to navigate, but we have to be careful they don't define. So that's what I try to do also. When they come in, I try to, you know, identify that, yeah, you have these traits that this book is going to call this. But, you know, if you stop there, then what? Now what? You know, now what do I do?
Well, let's talk about some of the techniques that you use, because when a person is in overwhelm, that's not just in their head. It's usually in their body, and then they may have some emotional issues as well going on. Maybe they feel, you know, that they can't handle their emotions. So what are some of the tools you use in your practice to help people get out of that overwhelm state?
Well, the biggest tool that I use, you know, I had mentioned earlier that I was a behavioral therapist, and people would repeat the behavior. So I had to incorporate the body. I had to incorporate energy. So I researched out there, what can I learn as a practitioner to help my clients work together with their body? And I found EFT, and EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. And you'll hear it called tapping. So EFT is really a gentle technique that you use to balance and realign the energy in the body. So the theory behind EFT states that any issue we're having is a result of a disruption in our energy field. So it's related to an emotional stressor that we've experienced in the past. This is where it worked so nicely with my work, because those are called limiting beliefs to me. You know, the body is a limiting belief, and that's what I had to teach people, that the body holds the memory. There is some psychology out there, is the somatic therapists that work with this. They work with the bodies. They understand. I can't just work with your mind. I have to work with your body. So the EFT is something that I can teach them, the tapping. The basic principles, if people aren't familiar with EFT and tapping, are similar to the ancient Chinese medicine, in that there's a focus on the various meridian energy points in the body. It's also what they use for acupuncture. But fortunately, I don't like needles, EFT does not use needles to stimulate these points. Instead, the points are stimulated by gently tapping on them with your fingertips. And so when people come in, I teach them the basics of tapping. This is great for anxiety. So to me, EFT does two things. It immediately clears your anxiety, and I'll tell you why in a minute, and it clears your limiting beliefs over time. if you practice it regularly, okay, temporarily, when you come in, you know, when you come to see me and I teach you tapping, I will take a reading on a scale of 1 to 10. How are you experiencing this? Whatever they name it, this lump in my throat, this racing heart rate. You know, I have them kind of bring it back to the body. And then we do what's called a session, a round or a session. And then we measure again. How are you feeling now? And you will find it goes down. You cannot hurt yourself by tapping. You will never do any damage by doing it. I have a, on my website, I have a picture of what the tapping points are. So if people are trying to understand what this is that I'm talking about, you can go to my website and you can look at the diagram. When, what happens when you tap on these points is you are calming the amygdala, and the amygdala is the part of the brain that puts you in fight, flight, or freeze. So when you come to me as a client and you sit on my couch and you're crying and you're upset, you are stimulating your nervous system to send you relief. So it's, you know, putting you in fight, flight, or freeze, and you are, you know, ready to attack the lion. If I have you start tapping, your amygdala is silenced. Therefore, you are telling a story to me without any emotion whatsoever. And it's so interesting because you'll watch the clients be upset. And then as they're telling the story, they'll have what's called a cognitive awakening or a cognitive shift. And they'll start laughing, or they'll look at me and be like, well, that's dumb. Because I'll be talking them through it. And I'll be like, even though my family hates me, and they'll be like, well, that's dumb. My family doesn't hate me. So I'm kind of separating out the fear from the logic. And so their frontal cortex kicks in. And it can start analyzing what they're saying, and it doesn't make any sense. So that's one of the techniques that I use to help people clear. And, you know, we work on clearing the limiting beliefs. And then if they do that over time, I give them homework, and we identify, you know, the first session when people come in is we identify their limiting beliefs. Mm-hmm. People can usually tell me this because I just ask them, what are the messages you heard growing up? And then we identify who are the people. What are the messages and what are the beliefs? And then I take all the beliefs and we work on those. And it's very liberating because what they do is in this workbook that I have. And I tell them, whenever you're sad, frustrated, upset in your life, you know exactly why now, because these limiting beliefs rule everything.
And Christy, we're getting ready to go to another break. What I love about what you're saying right now is that you do have a holistic approach. And so I'm going to leave the listeners with that because, you know, as I'm listening to you, you're doing a lot with the whole system of the person to move them out of overwhelm into manifesting and alignment. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back. I say this every week, and I'm going to say it every week probably, because time flies when you're having fun.
Yes,
so here we are. Yes, we're back with Krista Kilbane. And Krista, before we forget, I'd really love to have people have a quick way to get a hold of you. So what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Okay, if they want more information on me, they can go to divinealignmentwithkrista.com. And if they want to reach me, it's Krista at suitablesolutionstherapy.com. And remember, two lucky winners, contact me there and just say they heard about me on the Janice Underwood Show. And I will call you within the few days to set up an appointment with you, a 30-minute session.
Yeah, 30-minute session to help you identify limiting beliefs and also get some guidance. Is that correct?
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll go through and try to come up with the messages you heard growing up in order to determine the people, messages, beliefs, create a story, find out kind of what your story is. And then I'll use my Keepers of the Light cards or my angel prayer cards, and I'll work on see who the guides are around you helping you right now.
Wonderful. And I was telling Krista during the break that I was inclined to ask her to pick a card from, and I think we decided your angel deck card deck was going to be the one that you were going to pick a card from. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, I'm using the Kyle Gray angel prayers oracle cards.
All right. So we set out the intention that anybody who's listening to the show today in the future, that this serve their best and highest good. And so with that, Krista, what did you pick?
What did I pick? Okay. Well, I got the Express Your Creativity card for us.
Oh, perfect.
It says, thank you, angels, for helping me to express my inner creator, which I think that's very apropos to what we're talking about today and the work you do and the work I do.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, and the inner creator can be your divine alignment, the alignment of your essence, of who you are.
Yeah, before we went to break, I was really getting a sense of the holistic approach. And so I love that we've added the card into that as well. What makes your work so powerfully unique to the client that sits across from you? What comes to mind?
You know, I think you said it when you first started the show, and it's something I had to learn, is that people trust me. And I think when I can shine in my divine alignment, which we know as healers, it's, we have to be the healer to heal. We have to heal ourselves. But when I can be in my divine alignment and I can show up for my clients and I can really shine a light on them and turn the mirror where they see their divine self, something changes because they go within and they find it. And I think that's what I do the best. I really hold a space for people. No judgment. I've heard everything. I've heard it all. There's nothing you could tell me I haven't heard. And, you know, I do use a lot of humor also. So I use holding a space, and I use humor that, you know, it's going to get better. Something I noticed with people with ADHD too, I call us the buoys. You can throw us out in the ocean and we're not going to drown. We may not like it, but we're going to flip right back up because we tend to see the glass half full, even though those limiting beliefs can really get to us. There's this part, you know, I see this in all my clients. There's a divine alignment in everyone. We just sometimes go along the road and, you know, like our car, hit a bump or two, and we become out of alignment. So we just need to get back in alignment.
Yeah, once someone's back in alignment, what's something that they find maybe easier in their life, or they, I mean, do they become a little bit more courageous? Do they?
Well, you said it, just it's ease. Life becomes ease. There's more ease. There is more, when you start changing that, those limiting beliefs to empowering beliefs, and then you start living in those empowering beliefs and you start believing those, you don't react to your environment. You respond. You don't judge people. You hold space for people. Once you start cultivating your own internal landscape and coming from your own empowering beliefs, you start to see others in a different light and you see them as doing the best they can. So there's less conflict, more confidence, just a real sense of we're all in this together too. You know, you don't see people as enemies anymore. You see people as doing the best, or how can I help them? It just, it really shifts. When you shift yourself, you shift your perception of the world, and you're a much nicer person. find.
When okay, you're not, so I'm hearing this
story run you.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm hearing this question for you. Okay. It's simply this: why do you do what you do?
I do what I do because this is my purpose, and I know that. And I do resonate with the angelic realm. Not that I'm an angel and I'm good all the time, but more in the healing sense of what I do with people. Because when I sit in my chair and you sit on my couch and we connect, it is divine. And it just inspires me every day. And I am in total gratitude for having this opportunity. You know, I tell people jokingly, I used to think I was a good therapist. And then I realized I have a very strong intuition. And once I got to clearing some of those limiting beliefs and, you know, living in my alignment, I can hear my calling now and I can be that for my clients. So it's not, the work doesn't come from me. The work comes through me. And that's how I do my work.
Yeah, I'm just in that energy because you know, it's such a hard road to get from overwhelm. Okay, so I wrote down these words: from overwhelm to ease.
Overwhelm
That's
to
a
ease,
long
yes.
journey. That's it's tough.
Oh my goodness, it's long. But it's not impossible. It's not impossible.
You know,
if you work with the body at the same time, you know this. You've taught me a lot of things about working with the body. You know this, that if you work with the body and the mind and the soul, this all comes together much more quickly. But if you are in your mind and you're trying to cure your, you know, your limiting beliefs, you're going to be in your story. You've got to come to purpose. You've got to ground into there's more, there's something else. You know, what is my purpose? So, yeah, it can be long. You know, that's why we do this. We do this to try to help the shortcuts. You know, when I help people find limiting beliefs right away, that's the shortcut. That I had to find my limiting beliefs through trial and error. You know, and many people are living in their story. But it's almost like the minute you realize you have this thing called a story and you have a truth and you get to pick to live in your truth, you've shed a million pounds. You just feel so much lighter. And then you can start to connect more to that inner voice inside and you can hear your spirit talking to you.
Yeah. Well, Krista, it's been such a pleasure having you today. And I'm so grateful to you for the work that you do. It's very important work, especially for these younger adults that are coming in to see you. So thank you for being here and sharing your divine alignment process with us today.
Thank you. It's been a great pleasure. And I'm in gratitude for being here.
Oh, thank you. Well, if you want more information about Krista, you can go to divinealignmentwithkrista.com. You can also email her at Krista at suitablesolutionstherapy.com. Next week, I'll be doing a show on, well, it's going to be a show about meditation and also what happens. I'm going to give you some tips on what you can do to help you when you find an abrupt end is upon you in a creative cycle and you didn't expect it. That happens, especially if you're a meditator. So we're going to be doing a show on that. And the week after that, we're going to have an author and coach, Frankie Picasso. And that's going to be a great time. She's going to share her midlife mojo with us. So thank you so much for being here. We'll talk again. I'm here every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 p.m. Eastern. And as always, know that you're supported. Know that you can connect to your divine alignment, especially with someone like Krista in your life, and that you can create the life you want for real. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Janice Underwood Show. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and step into your creator shoes. Follow Janice as she continues to explore practical, soul-based tools and the creator mindset to promote healthier relationships with our bodies. Be supported in this physical life and evolve. For more information on Janice Underwood and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit janiceunderwood.com.